Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
Born to a South African father and Dutch Ghanaian mother, Chayuta's diverse heritage has become a unique asset as she's able to incorporate diverse range of musical styles into her songs. She released her debut single Solo in 2020, which gained massive airplay on major radio stations across Ghana and beyond. Her next single release was called Gimme Love, and her debut album 17 was released shortly thereafter. Chayuta recently signed her record deal with Nyasa Records, with the first single release being Where You Day, and a follow-up song called Tonight, both songs having success in Ghana and beyond. With passion for the industry and an intention of hard work, Chayuta has a sight set as a success as a musician. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Chayuta. Where do we find you in the world and how are you doing?
I'm in Ghana, actually, at the moment, and I'm doing very, very well. A lot of work, you know, with the music and everything, but yeah, I mean, very, very good, yeah.
Okay, let's rewind. At what age did you think, cool, you want to be in the music or entertainment world, creative world, and how did that journey progress to where we are currently?
I mean, I was 9 when I realized that I could sing. It was actually... I've always been surrounded by music, which is, so it was very, very obvious and not surprising to my family when I was like, oh, I wanted to do music. But it was my music teacher that actually found out the whole talent, because it was during a music exam. He wanted me to play the piano and I couldn't play the piano. So I started crying behind the piano and he was like, okay, sing anything. So I sang a Christmas carol and he was like, wow. Then he called my mom. And he was like, oh, your daughter has this talent and we shouldn't sleep on it. And from there, I mean, I ended up doing a classical music exam for the Associated Board of the Royal School of Music, which is in England. And I developed this huge passion and it has really, really become a part of me. And it's helped with my confidence, my writing skills. I mean, now speaking in a crowd full of like thousands of people, I can do it so easily. And I was never able to do stuff like that before. So, yeah.
You mentioned that the studying of the music allowed you to create a passion for it, for singing. So before that, was it not a passion? And then getting into it and studying and doing it more allowed it to become a passion?
I always had stuff to do in the, like, in the entertainment industry, you know. Yeah. I actually started with like acting. Yes. I started acting a bit, but as I said, I never knew that I could sing. That's why my mind never went to music being like a passion or anything, because I used to do it in the house. Like I used to hum along to songs, you know, just try and write my own lyrics for fun. But I never knew that it's something that can be taken seriously. I thought it was just like a mediocre kind of thing until people started telling me that I was really, really good at it. Then I was like, oh, okay.
From 3 to 4 minutes in creating a song, is it easy every time? What motivates it? What invigorates it? Let's unpack your creative brain.
Right. For me, I like to, you know, there's a lot of artists that are good at writing on the spot. Yes. When they get the beats then they write everything, then they're like, okay, let's just get into the studio and do it. I can do that. I don't prefer doing that because I really prefer putting my time, my energy, my efforts into everything and breaking everything down. And one thing about me is when I write, I like to really like express myself when it comes to my writing. So I always say that sometimes when I'm going through something, I don't like to speak about it, but I like to write it down. Like I like to put it in a song. So for me, I when I'm working with a producer, especially, I prefer them to send the beat And then I just listen to it. And it doesn't really have to be like for a week or even a whole day. It can just be like an hour or something. So like an hour before the session, just to get like familiar with the beat and everything. And then I start writing it down. I mean, for me, and I don't necessarily write about things that I go through too. Some people tell me, oh, once this happened in their life, this happened in their life. And I'll be like, okay, so how would I feel if I was in that position? Then I try and write it down. So sometimes people listen to my songs and they're like, oh, but you're young and you're singing about love and this and that. Have you been in a relationship? Have you been heartbroken? I'm like, no, I'm just listening to people, please. Yeah.
So you sort of become the vessel for their stories.
Exactly, yeah.
And what do you enjoy about performing live?
Oh, everything. Everything. Connecting with the audience, being able to turn a song that people have listened to into something else. I mean, I feel like that is the best thing ever, because I always say that if people wanted to hear like how the song was recorded, they would just like pick up their phone and listen to it, but they want to see the artist live in their elements and everything. So I feel like that's, honestly speaking, live performances, I choose that over everything. I love it. I love it. Yeah.
So I'm that guy that's normally standing up right in front, dancing, jamming, doing my thing. I'll take my phone out and take a couple of videos, a couple of photos, and I'll put it away. I notice that the people around me, they oftentimes 70, 80%, 90% of the time videoing, posting, tweeting, photoing. From your perspective, being on the stage and seeing a bunch of phones, do you feel that takes away from the energy of the interaction with the audience and from them being in the moment? Or it's just where society is at this stage.
Yeah, I feel like the phone does take a lot away, because it takes a lot of the connection away. Because, I mean, why I as you said, you can be at a concert and everything, and then take your phone out once or twice. That's fine. I mean, you have proof that yeah, I was there. Everybody wants that thing that like, oh, but at the end of the day, I was there. You are seeing it like from a screen. But I mean, to have it out like constantly for like, I mean, I've been to concerts, and as you said, people are holding their phone
Yes.
constantly. They're like peeking over the screen. I'm like,
Yes.
what's the point? Like,
Yeah.
what's the point? You're supposed to be there. You're supposed to be living in the moment. And I feel like you get to see the artist in their true self. You know, if I'm at a Coldplay concert, I'm not gonna be bothered about holding my phone out 24/7. I want to connect with the artist, you know. And I feel like it's really important to just find that kind of balance between, okay, let me capture this moment so I have proof that, oh, I was here, and let me also show the artist that I'm appreciating the work and the effort that they have put into the whole concert as well.
What is next? What's happening short term and long term?
So for me, I'm working on a project, an EP. We're releasing that the middle of this year. And I'm doing a bit of traveling. So I just came back from South Africa actually. We did a media tour. So now I'm just like gathering the last bits of the project together back here in Ghana. And then I'm hoping to come back to South Africa, shoot a couple of videos, do a couple of collabs. And definitely travel to other countries as well, because there's a lot of artists that and producers that I'm looking to meet up with. And the next step is definitely, after this project, is definitely an album. And I'm looking forward to that. So it's a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication and efforts, but I mean, this is it's my passion. So I'm yeah.
So you've previously released the album 17. So now why release an EP and then another album? Is it sort of just filling the gap so it's not too long between releases?
Yes, and I feel like when I released that Project 17, I was my sound has really changed. It has developed, it has evolved, you know. 17, I mean, the title of the project says it all. I was 17, I was young. I was exploring and everything, but now I really feel like I've settled on what I want to put out there, what story that I want to tell, especially in my writing, and what image that I also want to put out there. Because putting music out there is not only about just writing, because something a topic is trending and all those kind of things. It's about what target market you're looking for, where you see yourself in the next few years, and all those kind of things. So everything is for me, everything is strategical, because people are always like, oh, 17 was quite a while back. Why haven't you done anything yet? And I'm like, I can decide to release 5 albums in a year, but what's the end game? You understand? It's all about what comes after. I don't want to be a one-hit wonder. It's about the time, like the evolution and everything. So yeah.
So I understand that's quality over quantity.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you enjoy about music videos?
But I used to be so afraid of music videos. I hated it when I started, because I never really understood that what we see on TV, how the artist is, there looks so comfortable. That's actually not how it is behind the scenes. You have like I don't know, 5 cameras on you. You have the makeup artists, you have the stylists, you have the set managers, all those production managers. And some, because I used to be a very shy, timid, kind of laid back person, it's like you and all these people staring at you. I was like, okay, this is different. But I mean, as time went on and I got more comfortable, I got more familiar with the process, it was actually, I realized that it's actually something I love to do. I actually love the camera, which I'm happy about, because I mean, being an artist, one thing you have to do is be comfortable with your face being put out there almost every single time. So, one thing about me is when it comes to the process of creating the idea or the concept, is I am fully involved in it. I like to put in my ideas, because as I said, the song that I write, the story that I tell, it's not, I don't want a mediocre video being put out there. I want something meaningful which matches the energy of the lyrics and the and everything in the song. So I've really grown to love the whole process actually for music videos.
You mentioned the strategy earlier, so I suppose this all is overlapping because the music video is a visual representation of what you're putting out there, which links to the image that you'd like to portray. So it's all about the strategic elements, and this is part of that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I love me a CD. I still budget for my CDs every month. I love the aesthetic of holding something. The journey of the choice, the journey of the unpacking, the booklet, the listening from song 1 to 10 or 15. I'm not sure if you're aware that CDs, even cassettes and vinyls are making a massive comeback. Vinyls alone last year in the UK, 5.9 million copies sold, the biggest since 1990. And cassettes and CDs are also on an upward trajectory. But we've also got these streaming platforms whereby people consume music on. What is your observation and perception of the landscape at the moment?
Well, I actually did not know that about the CDs and everything, and that's, I'm actually really happy. Yeah, I mean, I'm actually really excited, and I'm happy about that, because first thing when you enter my house, actually first thing is to see a stack of, like, a whole shelf of CDs. I
Yes,
mean,
I love
that's
that.
literally, yeah, from Boyz II Men to Whitney Houston to AZ. I mean, so I'm actually very happy about that, and I feel like it is very important, because at the end of the day, that's where the love of music came from. You have a lot of, my grandma is always telling me about the excitement of just hearing an artist announcing that they're releasing a new CD or a new record and everything, and just going to the record store and getting the record player. And I haven't set my eyes on a proper record player yet, but I really want to get one. So I'm really happy, and I'm excited that the younger ones are coming back to how music originated from, like how it, where it developed from, which is going to buy the thing in reality and sitting down and listening to it. And I'm sure I'm definitely going to end up like that very soon. Just give me like a few months, yeah.
Last year, I wanted to get a new CD player because I was living overseas for a while. And so many people were saying, well, you can't get them anymore. They are nowhere to be found. So I went on to Takealot and I was hoping for one good one. And there were hundreds of options. I narrowed down and then narrowed it down again. And I got my CD player and I'm listening to the music and the sound quality is so amazing and I'm absolutely loving it.
Yeah, that's amazing, honestly.
I love this game. I know if I had to ask you this question in 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 years, I know your answer will be different every time because there are millions of them. I recognize that and I understand that. I'm not saying favorite, I'm saying top of mind. But if you had to push play to five songs by other artists once we finish this conversation, what would those five songs be and by whom?
I will always love you, Whitney Houston. Wow, this is a difficult one.
Just the first, the next four that come through.
Okay, last Burna Boy. Water Tyler. Last Night As Yet, and My Heart Will Go On, Celine Dion.
Ah,
Yes,
lovely.
those are
Nice pick.
literally, yeah.
You mentioned earlier there are a bunch of artists that you like to collaborate with. So, in this moment, understanding that it will change, go big now. Your bucket list of three artists in this moment that you like to collaborate with.
Rihanna, Burna Boy, and Usher.
Okay, so now let's put it out there that we are stepping into it and all those collaborations will be happening shortly.
Yes.
Perfect. So the podcast is listened to throughout the world. So as a final message, what would you like to say?
Just the new fans that I've gained from this thank you, because obviously you heard something that you liked and you wanted to join the journey. So thank you so much. And the upcoming artists, I mean, if you have a passion for music, or actually if you have a passion for anything, I mean, just go for it. Don't let people tell you you can't do something. And if at a certain point it gets tough, just remember why you started. Because that's what I do. Sometimes people tell me, oh, you're too young, it's not going to work out for you. But I just sit back and I think about the 9-year-old Chayuta and why she started music in the first place. And make it fun. Just make it fun. Because at the end of the day, you're doing what you love to do. And nobody should define the term fun on your behalf. Just make it fun and enjoy everything to the fullest. I mean, yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Celeb Savant. That's CelebSavant.